Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. I'm so honored to have you here with us today, where we talk about the business of real life. The things that we learn right here off our kitchen table about business, about parenting, and about life. Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS small business ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. Visit ups.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement. And today, speaking of our life, is day three with no electricity. We have major windstorms taking out trees, power lines in the river, trees on homes and cars. It's quite sad. And we have to count our blessings because although we are in darkness for 3 days, we have a home. We have our beautiful children and a brand new puppy and people fixing things outside. But today I have my business partner and my husband, they're the same person, sitting with me today. Say hello, Ron.
Hello, Ron.
Oh, dear. And we also have a sense of humor. But today we're going to cover a topic that we just want to share with you because we know it will be helpful. And it's the five things nobody ever told you about starting a business. But before we continue, we are going to listen to our sponsor. Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies, magnetic daily schedules for kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of three, by parent demand to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today. And you know what? I'd be honored to have you as a sponsor. If you are interested, please do contact me on Twitter at ChatWithElaine or on Facebook at Elaine's Kitchen Table. So I would be honored to do that. And right now we're just going to jump right into it. My husband's going to lead the way.
Okay. And I think in the interest of battery life, which we have a little bit left, I'm going to just go ahead and basically interview you, honey, if that's all right.
It sounds great.
So tip number one, we have about five things nobody ever told you about starting a business is that your idea doesn't matter. And I'll repeat that. Your idea does not matter unless it matters to others first.
That is correct. You know, great ideas come from a need to solve a problem. And that problem is a problem that already exists. Don't create a problem for your product to solve, but make sure it's already providing a solution for something that exists. Your idea needs to be unique. It needs to be differentiated for a large and growing market. And by large, I don't mean the masses. I mean that there has to be a market. And not a tiny little one, but a market that is going to continue to grow. So you have to make sure that your product or your service is providing a need that is a solution to an existing problem. And as much as cute things are cute, and if that's what you're going for, to sell something that is cute, you have to be really prepared to compete against other cute things that are out there. So make sure you are understanding that, first of all, you're solving a problem, fulfilling a need, and making sure that there's a large enough market that's going to grow for your product or service.
Excellent. So my main takeaway from that is don't try to create a problem and then solve it. That takes way too long. And I'm pretty sure that's what the bad guys in superhero cartoons do. And the other thing, too, you hear from some people about markets and growing markets and large markets is, well, there's a billion people in China. If I can just get 1% of China to buy my product, I got it made. Well, pretty much 1% of China doesn't buy anybody's product. So you got to look at something else other than just the number of people in the world and taking a small percentage of that. All right. So number two of five things nobody ever told you about starting a business is most advice that you get, you should not take.
Yes, have you ever heard of too many chefs in the kitchen? And some of those chefs have never even cooked before. So, you know, you have to be careful if you're making some amazing baked Alaska and someone's telling you what temperature and they've never done it themselves. You just have to be careful. So take advice from those who have done it before and done it successfully. And success doesn't mean that they didn't fail trying. It means that they ultimately at the end have had success. And otherwise, you'll get a bunch of contradicting advice and be stuck going nowhere fast. So make those smart decisions based from expert sources and from your own intuition, your gut. Even when it's hard to do it and it goes against that feel-good mentality and other popular gibberish that's out there, you have to go with expert sources and also your gut feeling. And believe me, I've learned from my own mistakes and discoveries that you have to trust your gut and your intuition and take that leap.
Now let's just be clear on what an expert is. An expert is, as you said, somebody who has done it before and ultimately done it successfully. Your neighbor down the street is not an expert just because they think they are, unless they fit that qualification of they've done it before and done it successfully. I mean, if you had a nickel for every time someone told you, oh, you should write this off and write that off for your business. They're giving you all sorts of financial advice. And I think those people actually think if you write something off, I'm using air quotes here, you don't actually pay for it. But guess what? You pay for everything in your business.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Leads us to our next point.
Number three, you don't, air quotes, need money to make money. And air quotes. What do you think about that?
Indeed. Actually, there's a very famous person who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad in Cashflow Quadrant, and his name is
Robert Kiyosaki. Is that who you're talking
that's
about?
That's who I'm talking about. And he also says that you don't need money to make money. Now, that probably stops many people in their tracks because in my journey along creating Easy Daisies and having our business, I've heard a lot of people say you need money to make money. And you know what? Bootstrapping and funding your own business with small investments and then reinvesting your profits is a great way to test your idea without going broke. When I first created Easy Daisies and I was just buying magnetic sheets from Staples and making them off our kitchen table. And even then I started making more and more and I thought, okay, well, how am I going to make this into a real product? And I knew it was going to cost me about $1,400 to make my first batch of product. I started selling crafts at craft fairs and I'm being a school teacher. I started doing extra tutoring and I saved up that first $1,400 and we sold out our product in a month and we had funds to make our next batch. And, you know, you're going to say, well, how are you going to make money if you keep putting it back in? That is business. You're going to keep putting your money into your business because it will grow. If it's a good idea and an idea that's needed because it solves a need and a problem, the money will come. And alongside with your great idea for business needs to come that passion. You need to have passion from within that will drive you to make it happen because, you know what? No money is going to back you up to have that energy to work as hard as a dog night after night for weeks, for months, for years. So when your passion and your amazing product or business idea is a reality, you will be amazed how the funding will come. So again, make smart decisions like your life depended on it. And have courage to take those risks, knowing that you can do it. You can make it.
Cool. So my takeaway from that point is when I hear someone say it takes money to make money, what I actually hear is that's my excuse not to launch because I'm afraid. So don't worry about not being a millionaire when you start your business. If your business is a good idea, it will make money for you. You don't have to start off with a whole bunch of money. In fact, that's probably the best way to fail. That just reminded me of a saying I heard. The quickest way to make a $1 million business is start with $2 million.
Okay, then. Some think that UPS only ships for large businesses. Well, I can tell you that's not true. My name's Elaine Tancoma, owner and founder of Easy Daisy's Daily Visual Schedules for Kids. And I know firsthand that their goal is to help small businesses succeed and grow. Not only do they offer discounts up to 52% or more off of shipping rates, even if you only ship once in a while, they also have a team of UPS small business ambassadors specifically there to help small businesses get started. It's free to open a UPS account and to get your discount. There are no shipping minimums to get this great offer. Plus, they have just about every service and tool to help your business grow in Canada and abroad, and work directly with many organizations like mine to learn more about what we need and to help. So visit UPS.com and learn more and receive your discount today. This is a paid advertisement.
Okay, point number four, patents. Lawyers, office rentals, extensive business plans, fancy financing, and the like should come after you start your business.
I've heard a lot of people say, am I missing something? Am I missing anything before I launch my business? I've got to get business cards. I've got to have this kick butt website. I have to have that rental space. I've already spent $20,000 on a patent with a lawyer, and I'm just afraid someone's going to steal my idea. You know what? All of this is a lot of, I'm going to say, fluff. Fluff that is not necessary to start your business. And I agree that there are certain ways to protect your business. Absolutely. Where you do not have to spend a lot of money. There's really affordable ways to copyright, to protect your business, whether it is just starting off with a provisional patent, which is the most affordable way to patent an idea. But you don't even need to patent. You have to decide, is this something that even is worth a patent? And ideas will get copied, but it's a good way to protect yourself by owning your trademark, by owning your domains, by documenting and dating things right from the beginning. And, you know, there's the poor man's way. And I did this too. I put things in an envelope and I mailed it to myself so that there's proof it's not opened of when certain ideas were started. So there are other ways. So focus your energy on making sure that you have something that is viable, that you can sell, and that people want it. And keep going. Watch the snowball effect.
Yeah, so we would agree, go ahead and trademark the name of your business and get a domain name. That's important to do before you start. The rest of it can wait until after, and sometimes doesn't need to happen at all. And especially, you've had a lot of people ask you about patents. Basically, if you're going to get a patent, think, whoever I'm going to fight that patent against, do their lawyers have more money than me? Then maybe it's kind of a moot point anyway. So really, being first to shelf and creating a brand for yourself is more important than a patent in a lot of cases.
Yes, and I've been told that, you know, when your idea gets copied, you take it as a compliment. Just make sure your product was the first on the shelf, your product or your service.
And the fifth point and final point we have for the five things that nobody told you about starting a business is that it's like having a baby. Nobody can tell you what it's like until you actually go through it yourself.
That is so true. There is no substitute for experience. I believe it's Oscar Wilde who says, experience is simply the name men give their mistakes. And how true is that? It goes back to that point of listening to advice from those who have been there and done it. Those are the people you would like to learn from and have as your mentor. the people who have stumbled and fallen down and gotten back up and become successful at what you were trying to do.
And yes, of course, it's faster to learn from other people's mistakes. Some mistakes you will have to make yourself.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So you may as well just get going. I mean, when we had our first baby, we read all the manuals about having a baby. And I don't remember any of them saying at 2 a.m., put your baby in a car seat, start up the washing machine and sit him on there for 12 minutes, then take him in the car and drive around the block, because you find out that that's the exact thing that works for your little baby. And your business is going to be your little baby. And you're going to find some things through experience only that only you can figure out what to do.
And don't be afraid to make mistakes. I go through that all the time. And I love what I heard from one gentleman who said to at a conference I was at, and he said, you know, you don't make mistakes, you make discoveries. And I thought, wow, that is so true. Because, you know, when you stumble and you do make that mistake, what are you learning from it? And that's what you want to take away. What am I learning from it so that when I encounter a situation that's similar, I will not make that same mistake, that same discovery? And I think you will have to take those baby steps yourself, and you will definitely learn as you go and grow.
So there you go. Five things that nobody ever told you until now. Now they've told you. And if you do go to our website at elaineskitchentable.com and check the show notes for this episode, which I believe is episode 24. So you'll just go to elaineskitchentable.com/024. We'll have a nice little PDF file in the show notes there so that you can print this out and look at it again later. And I would like to end with one quote from an author named Jack Kerouac. He's kind of a wacky guy, but I like this quote. A man cannot impart the true feelings of things to others unless he himself has experienced what he is trying to tell of. And I would say in that way, listen to what Elaine has to say, because she's been there and done that.
And I'm still learning as I go, for sure. So I'm honored to share, and that's what our podcast is all about, is learning from each other and helping each other and giving each other a hand up. And I'm always so honored to hear from you. So thank you for writing to me and letting me have your feedback. And I'd be so very honored and grateful if you could take a moment to rate this podcast on iTunes and leave your rating and a comment. And I would be more than honored to thank you on our next podcast. And it makes a huge difference for this new podcast to show in the rankings of iTunes. So I would truly appreciate it so much. And please do come find me and chat with me on Twitter at Chat with Elaine or on Facebook at Elaine's Kitchen Table. And I hope you've been inspired today in the business of real life. So thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies, magnetic daily schedules for kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of three, by parent demand to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today.